On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, we'll talk about how you can develop the mindset of massively successful agents, successful loan officers, and just successful people in general.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
Hey, what's going on, Massive Agents? Welcome to episode number 48 of the Massive Agent Podcast, the best podcast in the real estate industry that starts with the word massive. This is the number one podcast on planet Earth, hosted by myself. Myself being the Officer Doofy of real estate marketing. I am your host, Dustin Brohm. I don't know why I just pulled the Officer Doofy out of my ass, but there you go. If you guys, you know, I'm 35, so if you guys grew up around that time, you know Officer Doofy. Minus the vacuum cleaner, of course. But anyways, that's out of line. I am your host, Dustin Brohm. I am the founder of the Massive Agent Society. That's our Facebook ads, Facebook lead generation system, coaching, training, and support system. Check that out at massiveagentsociety.com. We do only allow one agent per market and one loan officer per market to join because we don't want 20 agents or LOs running the same ads that we give you. That's not cool. And for our referral network, we want you to be the only agent in your town or in your market to be able to get those referrals. So check that out at massiveagentsociety.com. I am also a realtor in Salt Lake City with eXp Realty, founder of Search Salt Lake. That's my local real estate company here. And I'm the co-founder of the new leadswebinar.com webinar series. I've teamed up with my good buddy, Jason Frazier. He's the founder and CEO of the Agent Marketer. And we've teamed up on a series of webinars to teach you basically how to get more leads and different ways to get more leads. We've done two so far. The third one's going to be on chatbots. Stay tuned. That's going to be really cool. We don't have an exact date for that yet. It might be after the new year, but stay up to date on all of our webinars. And you can even go access the past webinars that we've done and watch those on demand. You just have to go to leadswebinar.com. That is our home base for all of these webinars. Now, speaking of webinars, but I'm going to start with speaking of speaking. I announced last week on last week's show that I'm actually going to be speaking at Inman Connect New York in January. Super freaking stoked about that. I'm speaking about how to start a podcast, which is awesome. So that's going to be a great session. That is, let's see, Inman Connect New York is happening January 28th through February 1st, and I'm speaking on January 29th. That's a Tuesday afternoon. So if you're going to be at Inman Connect in New York City, make sure you reach out. Let me know you're going to be there so we can set up a meetup. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to say hi. Love to shake your hand. Thank you for listening and just shoot the shit, basically. For those of you who want to go to Inman but haven't yet, they did give me a $100 off code to give to anyone who has not yet purchased their ticket. So to get $100 off your Inman Connect ticket, which they're not cheap, but I'm telling you, I've been at Inman, they're worth it. But if you want to save an extra $100, just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/ICNY. And that forwards you over with the discount code and you're able to get that $100 off. So that's cool. Now, speaking of webinars, which I was speaking about before I was speaking about speaking, now I'm speaking about webinars. So I am announcing today for the first time my next webinar. Now, this one I am doing solo. This is fully a Massive Agent Society, Massive Agent Podcast webinar, and I'm hosting this. This time it is 100% free webinar on December 6th. It will be at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Thursday, December 6th. Completely free webinar. The webinar is going to be on the 5 ways to get over 100 leads. 5 ways to get 100 plus new leads this month from Facebook. Don't miss this webinar. I'm telling you, I'm laying it all out there. There's going to be stuff that if you went to the first webinar or the second webinar, you're going to learn new stuff in this. Be there. And this one is free. So to register for that, pre-registration's open, massiveagentpodcast.com/free webinar. massiveagentpodcast.com/free webinar. Make sure you register if you can be there live or not, because you will get the replay link afterwards and any downloads and slides, you know, copies of the slides. So don't miss it. I don't know how many free webinars I'm going to be doing throughout 2019, so take advantage. This should be a great one. Again, it's on the 5 ways to get 100 plus new leads this month from Facebook. All right, now the show today, this is something that I've kind of wanted to do for a while. I've been much more tactical with the topics, diving into YouTube and Instagram stories and Facebook ads and Snapchat and content marketing and all of that stuff, which is great. And I know you guys enjoy me getting into the how-to and the nitty-gritty. Today we're going to talk about how you can develop the mindset that massively successful agents and loan officers and really massively successful people have. How you can develop the same mindset. Guys, it takes work. I don't know about you, but I was not born with a billionaire mindset. No, absolutely not. I still don't have a billionaire mindset. I'm working on it. I'm working on it every single day. And I'll tell you what, 2018, I've made some massive leaps forward in my mindset. And I think that's why my business and the opportunities that have come my way have been a direct result of the mindset. So I'm going to share with you some specific things to focus on so you can build that mindset. It doesn't matter what you want to do in life. Maybe you just want to be the best damn stay-at-home dad ever, or the best damn power lifter or something. Maybe you just want to sell more homes. You want to be the best agent in your area, or the best dad that you can be for your kids, the best stay-at-home mom, whatever. It doesn't matter what you want to do. These are going to help you. So this is the foundation. All the tactical stuff, all the how-to stuff is fantastic. And I will continue to deliver that to you guys through this podcast and through our Massive Agent Minute flash briefing. But this is the foundation. You guys can learn all the how-to stuff if you want, but if you don't have the right foundation, if you don't have the right mindset, it's all just like it's going out the other ear. It's being wasted or squandered, or you're only taking half advantage. I don't even know if that sounds right. You're only taking half advantage, but you're not maximizing the success that you could have if you just had a nice solid foundation, which starts with your mind. So the first thing, and this is so what inspired me to do it this week, is this show is coming out on Thursday, Thanksgiving. And so number one, you've heard this a million times, but this is so true. The number one thing that you need to have a strong mindset that sets you up for success is you have to come from a place of gratitude. You have to come from gratitude. If you're not grateful for what you already have, and I don't care what kind of shitty spot you're in right now, I don't care how long it's been since you've had a paycheck, I don't care how strained your relationships are, you have countless things to be thankful for. If you're living in North America in 2018, at the end of 2018, do you have any idea how good you have it? So first thing is you have to start every single day and throughout the day and at the end of the day, think about what you have to be grateful for. And it could be something as simple as running water, plumbing, indoor plumbing, so you don't have to go outside to take a piss all the time, even though maybe you do, maybe you decide to, but that's totally on you, that's cool, who am I to judge? But the things that we take for granted as Americans and as Canadians or wherever you are, the things we take for granted in the Western world, it's just crazy. Our health, your health, your wife, your husband, your kids, like I'm so damn grateful for them. And they give me the freedom that I need to pursue my dreams. I'm grateful for the hard times I've had because that's helped shaped me. Those hard times have helped to shape who I am today. And gives me perspective and fuels me because I know I don't want to go back to that shitty spot. I don't want to go back there, so I need to not do the things that got me there. So that fuels me. Even the hard times, be grateful for the hard times because if you survived them, if you're listening to this, you're alive. That means you survived it. And if you look at it with the right mindset, it made you stronger or it made you a better person with more perspective. Be grateful. So that's the number one thing. I highly recommend you start every single day thinking about what you're grateful for. And before your head hits the pillow at night, think about what you're grateful for. Number two, always be growing and learning. And you're going to notice a theme here. You've heard all this stuff before and you know this stuff, but guess what? You're not doing it. And what do you know? You're not rocketing to success. Weird. So you have to always be growing and learning. And one of the biggest ways to do that is to read. And if you don't like to physically read a book, that's fine, but listen to Audible. You're listening to this podcast right now. This is helpful stuff. listen to other podcasts. Make sure that you put more good, more empowering thoughts in your mind than the negative crap that's bombarding you all day, every day. Make a commitment to learning every single day. So whether that's reading 10 pages from a book, from an empowering book every single day, don't take the weekends off. Make it a habit every single day. And if it's not physically reading a paper book, listen to an audiobook on Audible, listen to podcasts, do something to where you are learning and growing and exercising your mind in a positive way every single day. No weekends off, no holidays off, no vacations off, every single day. Make it a habit. Number three, you must shut out the negativity. So if you, and this is very hard to do these days because every time you look on a media company website, a news website, or turn on the damn radio, it's Trump this and the Democrats this and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not, the political stuff is out of control. So you have to consciously then plug your ears, you know, like in old school, like earmuffs, put the damn earmuffs over your ears and don't let the negativity in, because you may think, oh, I'm just, you know, what's one talk radio show? I'm going to listen to the talk radio once this morning, you know, okay. And I've done that too from time to time, but I've noticed a difference. Every single time I listen to talk radio, and some is more empowering and uplifting than others, I get it. But the political stuff is all negative in one way, shape, or form. And it's not helping you. If it's not helping you, it's hurting you, because you could have used that time to fill your brain with more empowering stuff. Okay, you realize that. The opportunity cost by choosing to listen to a 1 hour podcast about negative stuff or about, you know, just not empowering stuff, whatever it is, you're losing ground, because you could have spent that time putting empowering stuff into your head and learning a new skill, learning a new language, learning a new marketing strategy, you know, learning, hearing a story of another entrepreneur who is crushing it now and, you know, learning the lessons that they have to share. You could have been doing that. So you have to shut out the negativity. Stop looking at Drudge Report. Stop looking at Huffington Post. Stop looking at MSNBC. For God's sake, stay away from CNN, no matter what. But shut that stuff out. Talk radio. Turn it off. I don't care what side you're on. Get away from the political nonsense. And then on social media, this is huge. Facebook especially. You can hide messages. You can start training the algorithm that you don't want to see certain things. I did this back during the election, and it worked great. By the end there, I stopped seeing a lot of the really partisan stuff, the really, you know, this person's bad, this person's good, this person, you know, blah, 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 this person's a criminal, this person's not. I only saw a very small amount of that stuff because I trained the algorithm by hiding messages. Every time I saw something that was negative or whiny or bitchy or complaining about something, or, you know, our side good, your side bad, and you guys know what I'm talking about, just hide the message. Click in the upper right on the little dots, click up there, and then hide the message. The more you do that, see, and then it also gives you the options of hiding content from a certain page. So if you notice a certain page has a lot of this nonsense, hide that. Or you can hide stuff from a particular person or hide a topic. You start doing that over and over with the negative stuff and the negative people that you associate with, pretty soon you're not going to see it. It helps you start the day off on the right foot. It helps you continue that positivity and empowering mindset throughout the day. And I promise you, maybe, you know, if you just look at a day or a week at a time, it might not make that big of a difference. And we all have bad days, even still. But over time, when you start to add up all those empowering, positive days that you've had, that's where success comes from, is compounding the positivity, the optimism, the empowering stuff, the learning. It's like compound interest. The same thing works with your head, and the fruits come from the roots. Your brain, your mind, those are the roots, okay? The fruits that come from that is whatever you're putting into your head, and then whatever you're preventing from going into your head too, which is key. Number four, you have to come from a place of abundance. Stop worrying about losing out a listing or not wanting a competitor to see your advertising because they might steal your deal, you know, not letting people see what you're doing. You have to come from a place of abundance. Go, just try to guess how many homes are in your market. Just go out and look. How many homes are in your market? And then think about how often homes are sold and all of that, and then how often they turn over. So all those same homes will sell multiple times over the years. So do you think there's enough business to go around in your market? Yeah, there is. And guess what? Even if it's highly competitive, it doesn't mean you can't do and implement the strategies that we talk about every single week and beat out your competition. Just beat them, because most of them are doing the wrong shit anyways. You have to come from a place of abundance versus a place of scarcity. If you have a scarcity mindset that there's not enough business to go around, and you know you can't, you have to hold your cards close to your vest, or otherwise your competitors will see what you're doing and they're going to steal your clients. Like, that is scarcity mindset. If you've been following me at all on social media for the last couple of years, on Snapchat, Instagram, the Snappack Real Estate Marketing Facebook group, if you've been in the Snappack group, you know I just lay it all out there. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. I'm just sharing all my secrets, everything, laying it out there. I have a lot of people in my local area listening to this. I don't give a shit, because there's plenty of room. They can go implement what I'm telling them to do, and they can win, and so can I, because there's plenty of business to go around. Abundance versus scarcity. You have to start looking at the world like that. There's so much money in the world. There's so much good. There's so much success. There's so many homes to be sold. There's so many loans to do. If you look at it that way, of course, there's nasty stuff out there. There's some really negative, horrible things out there, and some really depressing, scary things. But, you know, I choose not to focus on those things. So, I mean, why would I do that to myself when there's so much good to focus on too? There's so much abundance. There's so much business to go around. So gratitude, always be growing and learning, shut out the negativity, and come from a place of abundance. If you guys do that on a daily basis and make a conscious, concerted effort, and look, we still have our bad habits. I still have my bad habits. Every once in a while, I'll turn on talk radio, and then, you know, 45 minutes in, I'm like, ugh, shouldn't have done this. And then I shut it off. And then I go back to the empowering stuff. So you're still going to slip. It's not like you can turn the page and never be negative again. You have to train yourself to be positive. You have to train yourself over time. Like I said, compounding interest. You have to train yourself to be optimistic, to be successful. Okay, but if you just do it every single day, make a list. Write down gratitude, always be learning, shut out negativity, and abundance. If you do those things every day, make a conscious, concerted effort, I promise you, you look back a year from now, you're not going to be able to recognize who you are anymore. In a good way, you're going to be like, wow, I can't believe how much I've grown. I can't believe when you look a year back, I can't believe I was doing that back then. I can't even believe I was that small. I can't even believe I was that limited in my thinking. I can't even believe that I was doing these lazy things. I promise you guys, 2019 could be the most amazing year ever, in spite of whatever happens with the stock market, with the housing market, with disruptive companies, with macroeconomics, with you know, whoever's holding whatever political office. It doesn't matter, because winners don't give a shit about that. They just go out and win. They just go out and win. You can do that too. And these four tools, four tips, if you will, for developing the mindset of a winner, these will help you get there over time. This is a journey I'm doing too, guys. This is a journey I'm doing too. But when I started focusing on this stuff a couple years ago, I can't even tell you how different my life is in a positive way. My family's noticed it. I've noticed it. The results that have come to fruition because of it, it's just mind-boggling. And you can do it too. That's the cool part. If you guys are listening to this on Thursday or even a few days after, I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope you didn't stuff yourself too much to where you did fall asleep, because that tryptophan is a bitch, especially when paired with wine. Wine and tryptophan is dangerous unless your goal was to, if your goal was to pass out and have your nieces and nephews draw on your face while you drool leftover gravy out of your mouth, that's fine. That's what, who am I to judge? You can do that. But I have a feeling you didn't quite want that to happen. So go easy on it. Go easy, but enjoy. More importantly, be focused on what you're grateful. And there's no better day than Thanksgiving to completely flip that switch in your mind to coming from a place of gratitude and abundance. Start with your family. Enjoy the time. Turn off your damn phone for a minute. And then carry that forward through all of the rest of this year and 2019. Okay, so guys, we do have our Alexa flash briefing. I'm doing that every single day. There's a new flash briefing every day. It's a mini podcast every day. A new tip, idea, strategy, thought, a joke, a story, whatever it is that I think is going to bring you some sort of value, I'll put it on our flash briefing. But you have to enable it first. You have to subscribe first to hear it. So I'm asking you if you would please go to your Alexa app or massiveagentpodcast.com/our briefing, O-U-R, briefing, and enable the flash briefing. Then all you have to do is say, Alexa, play my flash briefing. And they play whatever briefings you have. It could be weather, jokes, trivia, news updates, whatever. And it plays. So go check that out. Listen. And we've really had some awesome feedback from the flash briefing because it's different content. It's more than what you're getting here with the podcast, and it's just different. So it supplements this. If this podcast has been valuable to you, you'll love the flash briefing. So go enable that now. One last reminder, go pre-register for the free webinar that I'm doing on December 6th. It's 5 ways to get 100 plus new leads this month from Facebook. Register for free. One of the few free webinars I'll be doing this year at massiveagentpodcast.com/free webinar. And then lastly, I wanted to mention, because this is the time of year when people are thinking about making moves and changing things and switching brokerages for the next year. I switched in the middle of the year, which is kind of weird, but I've talked to a lot of people recently over the last month that are planning to switch brokerages at the end of 2018 or just after New Year's. I mean, people are setting New Year's resolutions. It's a good time. Sometimes their business has cooled off a little bit, so it's good timing. So if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not too stoked about this brokerage, or I'm getting killed by fees and you want to see what else is out there. The brokerage I'm with, I am in love with. EXP Realty. I'm super stoked with EXP. They're open in all 50 states and 3 Canadian provinces, I believe. And they will soon be expanding internationally as well. So it doesn't matter where you are in the country or in most parts of Canada, you can actually come join EXP, come join my team. I give a lot of support and training and free Massive Agent Society membership and coaching and a private Facebook group. By joining my team, you get all that because I want you to have the support you need to grow your business. I want you to have the support you need to sell more homes. So if you're in that spot, you're thinking about making a change for 2019, or you'd wonder what the change would look like, just watch this video. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Click play and then message me on Facebook through our @MassiveAgent Instagram. If you're not following, you really should. I'm putting out new videos a few times a week over there. Message us on Instagram and say, hey, I watched the video. I have some questions. Maybe you watched the video and you're like, that's stupid. Cool. Let me know that too. I don't care. It's not for everybody. But do yourself a huge favor, especially as we near the end of the year. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP and see if EXP Realty is right for you. And working with me on my team and how we can provide you support to grow your business. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving. And going into this last part of the year, the holidays, make sure you stay focused, because a lot of people are snoozing. A lot of people are taking time off. They've checked out. They're not going to be implementing new strategies until next year. And that's awesome. That's cool for you because it gives you the chance to catch up. And even if you're ahead of your competitors, you're going to just expand your lead. People are, I'd say most agents and loan officers, and look, you can totally do this. You don't have to be working your ass off through the holidays, okay? Not everybody has to do that. I get it. But if you aspire to have a killer 2019 and you really just want to crush it next year, and you're saying things to yourself and to your friends like, I'm going to have the best year ever, well, you better start that now. Okay, you have to lay the groundwork now. So take advantage of other people taking time off and catch up, or separate yourself, get yourself an unfair advantage by busting your ass when others are taking time off. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. Go sell some homes. Take care. We'll be right back.